All right, we're back now with Bishop Fenwick High School football coach and athletic director Dave Woods. Dave, welcome back to MSO. I was going to ask if you're enjoying the week off, but I know better.
Yeah, thanks again, Rick, for having us. But yeah, unfortunately for athletic directors, April vacation is not a week off. But it's all good. We got a lot of things going on, getting ready for the spring season next week, and finishing up our football season and our indoor/outdoor track season this weekend too. So it's a busy time, but it's all good. It's fun.
So do you have a pie chart on your computer or on the wall that chops out the amount of time you were allowed to give to each? Okay, we can do this quarter for football. We got to get back to the AD's job in this one. We got to do schedule. Do you have that, or is it just how do you balance all that stuff, Dave? Is it just as it comes?
I'm not very technologically advanced, so I use a lot of pen and paper.
There you go.
Usually I use pencil. It's a good balance. I spend as much time as I can doing football, and obviously all the other sports too are, I spend a lot of time on those, but it's good. Our coaches are great, and they do a ton of work for each individual sport, so it helps me out a lot.
Well, I want to look back on last week's game against Spelman, and then we'll move ahead to what's going on this week. You guys pretty much dominated that game in both sides of the line.
We came out. It was one of those things that we just had some huge plays, some big explosive plays. Jake Connolly was just Jake was the best player on the field, and every time he touched the ball, he went for a touchdown. It was just we just run a simple sideline. He catch the ball and break two tackles and go 70 yards for a touchdown. So, sure, Chris Wilson didn't mind that Jake was padding his stats.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of short passes that Jake took all the way. And again, the offensive line was great. Chris didn't have any pressure all day long. So it was just one of those games that every single play we ran seemed to work.
You see that once in a while, no matter who the competition. And one thing that stands out when I'm watching a game as a neophyte, is the speed, generally speaking, of the player who gets away. The other team can't match that speed. Was speed a factor in your game?
Yeah, that was when I talked to their coach at the end of the game. That was the main thing he said. He said, you guys are just so much faster than us at every position. Our offensive line, receivers, we definitely have a lot of good team speed. And when you play a team that doesn't have great team speed, it's glaring. It shows up
mm-hmm.
right away.
Mm-hmm.
Even some of the offensive plays that they had, it seemed like, something was there. And then all of a sudden, the hole closes quick and they only gained 3 yards. So, speed is absolutely the key in high school football at any level, but especially I think at high school it can really stand out when
yeah.
it seems faster than the other.
Yeah. I think Coach Ingram up in the press box with us when we're broadcasting mentions that quite a bit, and that's
sure.
that's a gift for sure, especially when you have it spread out throughout the lineup. Coach, this is so weird because when you're rolling along like this, you kind of want the season to keep going. But you, in your other capacity, spring sports are upon us as well. It's just kind of weird. And I'm sure some of your kids are anxious to get into spring sports. So this week, what is the focus, or is there a need to keep them focused is what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. We practiced yesterday and we talked about that. We said, next week, all the spring sports starts and we have a ton of guys that play baseball and a ton of guys that, do lacrosse and track, and we said that'll come, that'll be in next week. Just focus on what we have to do this week. Focus on your last week of high school football. We're just happy that we got a season in. It's unlike any other season, but the six games that we got in, it's great that we got those games in, and so we're going to do everything we can to make those six games as memorable as we can. And then when the season ends, then you go move on to your baseball, lacrosse, track seasons, whatever else guys are doing. So we're really trying to stress to the kids, especially when you're on vacation, you're not in school,
yeah,
your routine's broken up a little bit. But we're trying to stress to stay focused on what we have to do this week and end the season on a positive note.
Remarkable effort, you guys, 6-0. And some of the schools in our area, like Swampscott, Danvers, got off to a late start due to virus restrictions.
Yeah.
To me, it's worse, Newburyport on the other end, having to have their season canceled. And it's still happening, so you've had to make adjustments. And tell me a little bit about the adjustments you have coming up this weekend. Who are you supposed to play and who you will be playing?
Yeah, so we had a similar, our league had similar issues that everybody else has dealt with, and I would say, again, the ADs in our league have done a great job. The football coaches in our league have really done a great job. And so, unfortunately, you know, we had Arlington Catholic this week, and it didn't work out that we couldn't play. So, you know, we've been, I don't want to say scrambling, but we've been reaching out to everybody and anybody to try to find a game. And you know, Coach Aiden was gracious enough to step up and play. I know the same thing happened with them with Newburyport, and their guys, I think, missed a couple other games, so they haven't even had a home game. So they're actually going to dress in their home uniforms, and they're going to announce their seniors and have their parents there and take some pictures on the field. So it'll be a great ending for them too. At least they get, you know, to have one last game as seniors. Mm-hmm. And same with us, you know, we get one last game. So everybody's just kind of cooperating, trying to do the best they can with the situation we have. So
I think it's been a spectacular cooperation and a result. And I'm looking forward. I don't want to say I can't wait, because I can wait, but I'm looking forward to the postscript on all of this, and I want to hear how your seniors in particular will be dealing and looking back on this when the season is over, because I think across the spectrum, the educators and coaches and administrators involved in all of this have really done an extra job in getting the kids to be able to do this. And, you know, a year ago, Dave, it looked pretty bleak across the board, and we didn't really know how bleak it was going to be. So to have this happen, I'm sure there's a sense of real elation, I think, not only for the kids but also for the parents.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody that's in education right now, you understand the challenges that you're faced with. And I got to say, Tom Noonan, our president, Cecilia Marquez, our principal, Dave Dugan's an associate. He's a dean of students. They have done a phenomenal job of keeping kids in school and doing everything they can to make sure we have in-person learning. And the teachers have been great. And it's carried over into athletics. You know, the kids, I think they'll look back on this and say, you know, remember that, wow, what a challenge we had, but man, we did the best we could with it, and it turned out to be pretty good. So I think, you know, we have a very special group of seniors, and I think they're going to look back with good memories on this season.
Well, one more game to go. Coach, I'm going to reach out to you next week and talk about that one.
All right, yeah, hopefully we can get through these last 3 days, and hopefully we have something good to talk about.
All right. I'm sure we will. Dave, thank you so much. Be safe, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks very much, Rick.
Thank you, Coach. That is Dave Woods, who is the high school football coach at Bishop Fenwick, and he's also the director of athletics with MSO New Sports. I'm Rick Moore.